Storm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So my daughter was so excited for my husband's birthday. She got him a DNA test, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Not for him, though, for the dog.
We've done it. We did the same thing.
We've done it, Pam.
Oh, my goodness. Our favorite show is Finding Your Roots. Do you ever watch this?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like two celebrities and this incredible, I forget what his name is. Is it Henry Louis Gates Jr.?
There you go. That's it.
This incredible professor. And he, by the way, he's the best dresser ever. But we always watch it and the celebrities are related to each other. And so we were sure that Allie, the dog, would be related to Mo, the dog, at the end of the DNA test. because Mo is a purebred Havanese. And I guess she is not related at all. But it was such a surprise. First of all, would you like to know the results?
Sure.
Of course.
She's 26% Yorkshire Terrier, 26% small poodle. And then this one, my husband was like, well, this makes sense because she's always shaking with these big eyes. Mm-hmm. 20% Chihuahua.
Well, let me tell you something. You know, my little 12-pound dog, you know what they say? We've done it twice because we didn't believe it the first time. 40% Rottweiler. We said, really? He's 12 pounds.
Little kitty, 40%. Right. That's a lot. Like, this is, she's broken down pretty evenly. There's a weird 5.3% collie for my 11-pound dog. Mm-hmm. But then my favorite category, she's a super mutt. That's what we...
There you go. There you go. All I'm saying is that I don't know if I trust these things because my dog does... I'm sure my dog does not have Rottweiler DNA, okay?
I think you can trust these things. I mean, and this is why I don't do my DNA test because I'll discover that I'm 40% Rottweiler.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.